So it's parsha parash baloitcho. Tells us by even so how in the famous posse by even so how in the Yom Moshe Kumash even so how by Yom Moshe Kumash Hashem Yefutz Moivecho Yenus Mizrach Mipanach Nuchon Yom Shuvah Hashem Yivoyis Alfa Yisrael even so how in Before this pasuk, the Torah wrote two nuns backwards, nun hafuchiyos, hafuchiyos, backward nuns. Gemara in Shabbos Da'ashins, Shabbos Da'kuf Tesvav, Parashazu, also a kodesh boh simoniyos milamalo milamata. This parasha. Hashem made simonios milamalo ma'atol loymar she'ein zu mekoyma. This is not its place. This parsha of Ayibet Zaharoin Vayoyim Moshe is out of place. V'lo mekos of kotz v'kahan. Why was it written here? L'havsek ben peronios v'shoyin el peronios shnir. The mafsek between the different types of peronios. The different types of peronios. Peronios v'shoyin el peronios shnir. It was peronios. Tragedies that went on. What were the tragedies? Peronius Mishniya, Mahi, the Gemara says, Vahiyam Kismis Oinim Ra. The Peronius Shniya, the Gemara Chazal say, was right after this parasha, Vahiyam Kismis Oinim Ra, Ve'ine Hashem. They complained bitterly, and this caused an uproar. Hashem got very upset, they're complaining, and it caused a tremendous tragedy. But the Gemara asks, what was the Peronius Rishonim? What were the first Peronius, the early Peronius? Zok the Gemara, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. The Pasuk says, beforehand, in Paragid, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. Klai Yisrael traveled Mehar Hashem. Zok Chazal, Vayisu mehar Hashem, v'omer avchav b'chadina shesoru mi'achrei Hashem. They went aside, they went away from Hashem. Toisvis apinot, rank the medrish, b'shem toisvi landeinu. So toisvis shenosu mehar sinai der shloshi zhonim, ketinoik aboireach mi'beis ha-sefer. Like the child that leaves cheder. The bell rings, and my time the bell rang. Now the Rebbe says, okay, it's time for that. How does the child leave after the day in Cheder? Kitinoik, habeireach mibeis ha-sefer v'hoylochloi. And the tinoik runs away. Kach hoyu boruchu mehar-sinai derech shlosh yishom. So too, they were running away from Har-Sinai derech shlosh yishom v'shalomdu harbe toira b'sinai. They learned a lot of toira. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no nismach peronius leperonius al nismach mepash vayi ben tzoya ogoi vayom Moshe. Let's interrupt, let's make a hefzik. The two peronius shouldn't go together. The kasha is obvious. The Altum is Lobotka as the kasha, the Velte as the kasha, a Gevaldik a kasha. The peronius Rishoyna that they left Har Sinai, Kitino, Birayim, Abraham, Ibeis HaSeifa, what's the pshad, Rabbi Sain? The pasuk says, many pesukim say, "Well, if he held all the Yisrael on on me, our oil, when the onon will go above the oil, va'acharei Yisrael, Klai Yisrael did not go on their own. Every trip, every movement of Klai Yisrael in the midbar was al pi Hashem yachanu va'al pi Hashem Yisrael. They traveled by the light, by the direction." Of the cloud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set in front of them to give them the mahalach for the midbar when they should camp, when they should go, when they should travel, when they should stop, when they should wait. Sometimes it was day, sometimes not. If they were leaving Har Sinai now, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leading them away. So what does it mean? Ketinoik abayreach mi beis ha-sefer. V'yoy shalav nekol mazi yutoyim v'chatzroitzoyz. They used to blow the chatzoitza. The two guys, they're blowing the trumpets. Not at 2 in the morning to wake up your friends. He's playing on the blasting music. It was at the right time in the day. You blow the trumpets. With the blowing of the trumpets. Everything was there. Not only that, Rashi says an unbelievable zach. Zok Rashi, Vanan Hashem, Aleyam, Yoimam, Benosim, and Amachana. It says Vaitav, it says Kazu Derech, Shloish Shomim. It says in the Pasuk of Merdek Azav, Ayisum Ya Hashem, in that same Pasuk where the Tain is, they went away from Hashem, Derech, Shloish Shomim. Zok Rashi, what does it mean, Derech, Shloish Shomim? Mahalech, Shloish Shom, Hochu, Biyoim Echot. They had Kfitzis HaDerech. That a distance that really takes 3 days to travel, they did it in one complete day. One day. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz lachlisam la'aretz miyah. HaKadosh Baruch was rushing them. HaKadosh Baruch was rushing. Come on, Shmulek, get your sneakers on. We're moving. We're moving on out. We're getting to Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. He wants to settle them in. Get them into that orchard in Eretz Yisrael. Settle them as they build the base of Mashiach. If they're gonna procrastinate in the midbar, who knows what's gonna happen? What did happen, Rahman son? There's 40 years with all the chatoim. We gotta get them in quickly. Come on, push it. Do 175. Look, mom, no hands. It's only life. Commercial. Anyway, back to the smooth. Levi, what's going on here? What's going on? What's the shot of the time? Because both directed them, the trumpets were blowing, we're moving on out, Moshe Rabbeinu is getting everybody going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing, come on, quicker, Taina, you're running away, what are you running away, what's going on, there was a Peronius, Klaus ran away, we were running to get to the soil, Elal Farkter, we were running to the airport to get to catch the flight, what's the Taina, they were running away from us. State the Chazal early in the parasha. Says Chazal, there was a parasha called Pesach Sheni. Ma'idaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Dabel Bnei Yisrael Leimor Ish Ish Ki Yoye Tomi LaNefesh. Every man that's Tomei LeNefesh, Oy V'derech Rechoik Elohem, Oy L'Doyer, Yisev Osa Pesach L'Hashem. There's a parasha in the Torah called Pesach Sheini. Pesach Sheini is for somebody who missed out on Pesach Rishon. He was Tomei, or he's Derech Rechoik, he was far away, too far away, they couldn't, not kind of the mitzvah, to come up and do the Pesach Sheini. So the Torah was Mechadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadesh, a new mitzvah, called Pesach Sheni, a secondary Pesach, where a person could make it up. An unbelievable Zach. You don't find it by every other mitzvah, you know. But it was a Pesach Sheni, a guy could make it up. Today we only know about eating, you know, a guy knows he has to eat his matzah. You know, did he eat it? It's like a mitzvah, say, the rice today. The yeshiva, guy once they complained, the yeshiva didn't serve matzah on Pesach Sheni. Like it was, I don't know if he said Kriyishma in the morning, but he didn't eat his matzah, you know. Anyway, getting back to the shmooze, but Lamaisa, but Pesach Sheni, what do you know? But Pesach Sheni is a Meredith of Limut. The Torah is Mechaj, a Meredith of Chir. A guy didn't shake a lulu on the first day. We learned that Gemara says, Me'uvis lo yuchal iska on certain things. You missed out. Me'uvis lo yuchal iska, it's over. It's Chagir Yudav Tez, right? I should beat the Kriyashma, I should beat the Tefillah. The guy had, he said, we have also makeup. But here is a Meredith of Chiddush. How did it come back? And come about? But the Torah tells us, ויהי אנושים אשר יוטמאים לנפש אודום ויחו לעצת הפסח. יהיו אנושים אשר יוטמאים לנפש אודום and they couldn't do the Korban Pesach ביום ההוא ויקרבו לפני מוישה לפני אהרן ביום ההוא וכי ויאמר אנושים האם אלוהו אנחנו טמאים לנפש אודום למה ניגורה? We are טמאים, למה ניגורה? Why should we be less? לבלתי הקריב את קורבן השם ומיד ובסך בני ישראל. Why should we be less? The child is, what's the time? Why should we be less? I mean, Lamais, they were Tomei. I mean, why should we be less? Lamais, too bad. You know, I mean, what could you do? They were Tomei. I mean, there's nothing too much they could do. What's the time of Lama Nigora? Right in the parasha. We're going backwards this week. Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Leima Daber El Aaron V'marta Eilo Ba'alois Chos Aneirois El Mu Pnei HaMinoiro Yairu Shivas Aneirois. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to Aaron V'marta Eilo Go pacify Aaron HaKohen Ba'alois Chos Aneirois El Mu Pnei HaMinoiro Yairu Shivas Aneirois. Zot Rashi, what's the pshat? Lama nispecha parashas anasim, the parashas ba'aloyitzcha. Zot Rashi, amenoyra, Zot Rashi, vishiro, Aaron, chanukas anasim, Aaron, so the chanukas anasim. Chol shot taita. Aaron felt bad. Shalom haya imoim b'chanukah. He wasn't involved in the chanukas ha-mizbeya, in the chanukas ha-mishkan. Zot Rashi, lo yuhu v'lo yishifta, not him and not a shevet. Omar lo yakodesh baruch hayecho shalcho gidoi lo mishulhem shahad lo mati madlik umeiti vesaneiros. Yours is greater than theirs shahad lo madlik umeiti vesaneiros. What's going on over here? Aaron HaKodesh Baruch Hu pacify Aaron HaKohen. What was the vote that Aaron HaKohen felt bad? He felt bad that he wasn't involved. He felt bad he wasn't involved in the Chanukah Sanasim. So he felt bad, okay. But he missed out. So Kadosh Baruch Hu pacifies him. Kadosh Baruch Hu mafias him and says, don't worry, Aaron HaKohen. Yours is greater than theirs. That wasn't the point, yours is greater than theirs. What's the point? Yours is greater than theirs. Aaron HaKohen felt that he didn't get involved in the Chanukah Sanasim. So what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's path? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mephias, Aaron, okay, Aaron, don't worry. Yours is greater than I, that's not the point that Aaron wanted. His would be greater than theirs. He wanted to be, he wasn't involved. He wasn't part of the Chanukah. So yours is greater than theirs. What's the insight? Is a veneer bazaar the yisoid of Ketino Kabareh based a sefer. But Alta says it in his own way, but I want to say it obviously the Alta is the Amos yisoid. But the yisoid that we want to take out from this whole yisoid of Isaiah, from the whole parasha, is that deep down and the Lechoira. Rashi says that the Gemara, the Tosfos says in Shem the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mafsik between the Piranias because they would be together. It would just be something so big, so enormous that it would cause something, an explosion. Obviously, something bad happened by the Messiah, but it would be much worse if they were together. Vayis dois is the Ashaychis, the Messiah in Ra. In fact, they complained. And vice versa, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to separate it. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to make it a separate parasha. And to put in Vayib and Tzor, Oro, and Vayir, Moshe, Kuma, Hashem, Yafutsu, Vayavecha, Mipunachu. And what's the sort of that pasuk, of that parasha, Gufa, why that parasha is the hefsek? Ulai, we could say like this. The taina that Kadosh Baruch Hu had, that even though, as we said before, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, the Ayat had the Masois, the travelings in the Midbar was Alpi Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, he commanded, he set up the journey, the Mahalach of Chayesh in the Midbar, and it was time to go, they had to go. And it was time to go right now. It was time to leave Har Sinai. It was a time that they had to leave Har Sinai because they had to get into Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. The Shlosh Yom, in one day we got to get to Eretz Yisrael. Of what he felt, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the Piranias of Yishayinik, Ketino Kabareach with Yisra Seifa, that they ran away. They ran away with the enthusiasm, Rabbi San, to get into Eretz Yisrael. With enthusiasm, and that was Taka right. come to Eretz Yisrael. Kol or Baal. We have to get into Eretz Yisrael. But the taina was that deep in the deep inside of the Atzvius felt was missing. What was missing? Where's the Sheifa? Where's the Sheifa for godless, more godless? You might not be able to stay by Har Sinai. You might have to get into Eretz Yisrael. That is the opportune moment. We don't want to delay. But where's the Sheifa? Where are the hopes? Where are the goals? Where's the feeling that I need Torah in my life? I need to get more and more. I might have to mivatel now. I don't have to go. I don't have to do whatever I have to do. If Hashem wants to move. But where's the Sheifa? Where are the hopes to know more and more Torah? As much as it's possible to know, become the greatest person that I'm shaykh to be. I have to go. There's no teretz, I have to go. There's no way out right now. I have to go. I have to leave the Beis Medrash. Of course I have to go out. Grandma's having our off sharing on a sheito. Vada, every 3 years you get a new sheito and we have to celebrate. We have to go out. But even if I have to be there to mitzvah say, Sheyeh by kor, Sheyeh by kor, I don't know, to be by the off sharing. But at the end of the day, how does he leave the Beis Medrash? How does he go out for a trip? For Shabbos, he has to go, of course, the mitzvah says, it's doicha, everything. Maybe even Shabbos it's doicha, but whatever. But I have to go! But how does he go out? With the feeling, that, oh, I wish I could be my vayit in this nature. I wish I can get more. I wish I could reach my potential even more. If the mitzvah says, you have to go out! You have to do it! But where can I become greater? Where is my potential able to become to the greatest level of potential? That's where the Beis Medrash, steiging and learning these years are the opportune more time when a person is in his youth, when he's loymed Torah b'Torah b'Achusecho, the Torah says this is the greatest. The Gemara, the Mishnah says this is the greatest time when everything that you learn stays on your heart. When a person learns. When he's older, it's much harder to, that the thing should stay on his mind. He has the tirdes achayim. When he's younger, without the tirdes, he has the opportunity for steiging, for growth, for reaching tremendous madregas in Torah. So he has to go. He has to go back for a Bein HaZman in a few weeks. He has to go back for whatever. He has to leave the Beis Medrash. But how does he leave? With the feeling that I must go. Well, feeling that I want to go, I got to go. Let's get out of here. Ketino akavareh ami beis ha-sefer. Like the child leaves the beis ha-sefer. He feels he's not mature enough to understand that every moment, every opportune moment, the beis medrash, every muzman that I can gain another understanding, another daher and a toisvis, another understanding of a tzois, of kiva eger, to understand the machloikas and to fabring in the sugya, another opportunity. That opportunity. If he doesn't understand that, that's a kid. I have to do my studies. I have to be here from 5 to 1. My father will hit me. My father won't give me my candy when I get home. I won't get I won't get that extra portion of supper. So he runs. So when it's finished, he's bereah. He wants to get out of there. The older person, the mature person, understands. That this is the moment, this is the place, this is the opportune time, the opportune moment to gain and to grow and to become somebody great. The feeling of the Tmei Mimesim, the feeling of the people who were Tamei at that time was Ein Chanami. We have a Ptur. We have a Ptur. But so deep inside they wanted, they're okay with Potter. We have the excuse. We have the terrors. We have the excuse. We're not feeling well 100%. No one's going to have tithes on you in Shemayim. No one's going to say that you weren't mutter to take the rest and take the day off. No one's going to say it. over the Maisa, you're not going to have the Maila that you could have had. The excuse, the Ptur, the Teretz, is the Teretz. But the Maila, the advantage, the level that you could have attained, and that day, you're not going to get with the excuse. Lomanigars, that they felt so deep inside of themselves that if we're not going to miss this Korban Pesach, it means so much to us. Why should we be missing? You're right, we have a Teretz that bought there. Where's the missing? The Teretz is at the end of the day, even if we say, Oynes, Rechmona Patre, but it's not Kemisha also. It's not like you did it. You're not chayim for it. You won't get an Oynes on it. Whatever the longest is. But at the same time, it's not as you did it. Oynes is not Kemisha also. And therefore, Basoy Vashodova, the Anosh and Kodesh Baruch Hu saw so deep. How much deep inside they really, really felt that they can't exist without the Loma Nigara. We feel we're missing from it. A person feels so much on Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him the opportunity. If you feel you're missing, if you feel because what you're doing, you're missing out, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you the opportunity because the She'ifa is there. The hopes and the goals to accomplish what you want to accomplish are there. You have a tour. The matzah of lead that you had for two, the ashkocha lead that you were tame, you couldn't make it. But you felt the missing, the loma nigara. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will create the opportunity. And that's what happened with Aharon HaKohen also. Aharon HaKohen felt full, he felt the chalish shatah, that he couldn't be part of the Chanukah. He saw what a beautiful thing that everybody does in there, donate to the Beis HaMikdash. He felt the chalish shatah. He felt weakened from the fact that he didn't participate in the Chanukah HaMizbeach, Zot Ramban. It eventually came to fruition, that feeling. When? Shelcho Gedol Mishalahan. That eventually they're going to be greater because you're going to at one time. Because this feeling you were missing, because you weren't able to participate in the Kiddush Hashem HaGodol V'Anoira of creating, of creating a matzah that the Shechinah is coming down to the Korbanos that they brought. You're going to be mechanef the Beis Hamikdash at a different time. When the opportunity comes next, I'm going to give you the opportunity, Aharon HaKohen, and it's only to come through you, the Chashmoinoyim. When the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, was Tumanis Nitzma, who came along, the Kehanim, B'nei Chashmoinoyim, they stood up. They stood there proudly when there was a small amount, and they themselves brought about the new Chanukah HaMizbeach, the new Chanukah HaMishkan. That's the Yom Tov from Chanukah, Rabbi Zahar. Where did it come from? The feeling that I'm missing something. The feeling that I want to have. You're right, Aaron had reached all the Madrigas. Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen HaGadol. Aaron HaKohen was somebody so great. But at the end of the day, he felt it's not enough. Whatever I achieved, a person in life has to always have she'ifas for higher levels. A person cannot remain on the same level. It's not shaykh by Yiddishkeit to remain on the same rung. You're either going up or you're going down. The Oyrechaim is lamala to go up the maskil. Why do I have to go up? Not because you shouldn't, in order that you shouldn't stay on the same level. In order that you shouldn't go all the way down. On Tosok Techovitz Chaim Pshat in Rechel Yaakov Avinu. So the Hill of Chavetz Chaim, that's the Pshat. Why was that shown? I want to add up the Chavetz Chaim says it. Then Yaakov, had learned now. He went to sleep, Rabbi Yisai. He went to, you can imagine, you know what it means to go to sleep. You know? He went to sleep. After 14 years of not sleeping, he went to sleep. What Madrega Yaakov had accomplished, Rabbi Yisai. You know what that means? 14 years not to go to sleep? Everybody knows what it means, sleep for 14 days. But it's not to go to sleep for 14 years. What does it mean? Not to go to sleep for 14 years. So they say Mahalchim, because it says in the Gemara that a person can make Seneda, they can't sleep. So he didn't go lie down. The Pshat was that Enachanami Kemat, he didn't taste Hamshina, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pshat is that he used out all his Kurigas out of Soif. And the Madregi, he reached 40 years without sleep. You know what Madregi was 77? Kodesh V'Tohar. And he goes to sleep finally. Because Baruch shows him a dream, oil of the Yoruba. The Chavetz Chaim saying, I'm going to take his side. Yaakov Avinu, you reached the level. You reached the Kavaldik of Madrega. 14 years unschlafing, without sleeping.
But oil of yard and buy. You have to realize it's not even ever enough. If you're not going to keep going up, in love and guide, you're saying you're going to go down. I don't care what madrig you achieve. There's no staying still in Yiddish guide. And that's the aside of everything. There's no such thing. And therefore, a person must have a she'ifa. No matter where he's getting to, where he's going, I got to have she'ifa to go higher. I got to have she'ifa to reach my potential. I got to have she'ifa to accomplish what shaved me to accomplish. And how much potential are we using? How much of a course are we using? The terrorists, we're not tapping into it because there's no she'ifa. We don't have goals. We don't have hopes. We don't think inside that we could become anything. Or maybe we do, but we play it down. What does it mean to become somebody? We don't realize the potential. And we're not choyev to reach that potential. And that's what a person has to realize in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose taina was, they learned a lot of Torah. And they have to leave. But where is the she'ifa for more? You can't stop there. Because if you stop there, you can only go down. That's the connection. What's going to come out eventually? You're just going to go down. You're going to be misunderstood. You're going to want Gashmi and more Gashmi. Because if you're not sure for more, even if you could be the Mekabalei HaTorah, you're never going to get anywhere. To get somewhere in life, we need she'ifas, Rabbi Sam. We have to make she'ifas. We have to make goals. To become somebody great. Each one of the female regards to Rabbi Sam. To be bekeen in what we know and what we're learning. To have she'ifas for godless. Yes, godless. And godless can mean each one of the female regards to it. A person has to know that it's not the pshat that I have to be, my madrega has to be to be a godless. To be a godless, I have to reach my fullest potential. The greatest person that I can become. The greatest person I can become in Nidois, in my Simtoivim, in Torah, in every area of life. That's what a Kodesh Baruch wants. He's not asking you to become like this person. You have to become who you are. But the greatest person of who you can become. It's not going to suffice to just be Yitzhak because I'm not going to be the God of Hador, so I'm not going. Because everybody has a Tafkit. Everybody has a purpose in life, and Aaron HaKohen knew that in Hanami. I can be Aaron HaKohen and all the great things I did, but if I'm not going to take part in the Hanukkah and some Hanukkahs on Mizbeach, I'm missing. And they fell, they're not going to take part, we're going to be missing. So where's the she'ifa? There's the she'ifa. Why should I be missing? I write, I'm potter. And I won't be tired, there won't be time on Shemayim. But I'm going to be missing what I could have accomplished, of who I could have been. Because every mitzvah, and every ma'isah, everything, every another line of Torah, builds us into a bigger and better person. And the greatness of all the Gdolei Rabbi Yisrael started with this area. She'ifa for greatness. A she'ifa to become somebody great. What are we going to be doing in life, Rabbi Yisrael? But the she'ifa for godless in Ruchnius. Whether it's in Bein Olam HaChaveiroi, whether it's in every area, there's so many different things in life today that a person can get involved in Ruchnius. He has a she'ifa to be the best that he can be. That he can be. And he reaches that potential only by day in, day out of his side, trying to accomplish the goals that he has for himself. They tell the story of Mr. Zalman, used to say the story. He used to tell the story many times. There was a Gevaldik Yid, a Goyin Otsum, of Zalman, send the Shapira. He was Yiduah Mefusim, as a Talmud Chochum Otsum, a Goyin B'Torah. In the tower of Zalman Sender lived, there was a Yid. There was a Yid who was the water carrier. He was a Yid, the water carrier. Zimmel, they called him. Zimmel, the water carrier. Zimmel, the water carrier used to come every day. I guess he'd been fill up the he used to bring for the wells and fill up in everybody's houses. He'd bring water on his back and fill up in different houses. In those times, they didn't have the faucets, the plumbing systems. And he'd come and fill up. One day, later in the afternoon, Reb Zalman Sender, Kahane, Shapira, he was busy, Omek and Asugya, and he hears again the water carrier coming in there later afternoon, and he's wondering, what's he doing here again? He was ready here in the morning. He recognized the step. This man was an older yid already. And he's wondering, with a loud noise, what's he doing? What's he coming back to my house again? And this Zimmel Yid was a very shy fellow, Nebuchadnezzar. From an early age, he grew up very, very introverted, very to himself, very shy. And Mela, he was a very special Jew. He would never, the tashim that was given for the rabbi, he would never take it, he was mevakel for the rav. And the rav was wondering very much what he's doing there. And he wanted to give this yid some chizik, he wanted to go out to see what was going on. He came to the door, Reb Zal, this yid Zimmel, the shoyev mayim, the water carrier, was waiting by the door looking like he was deciding whether he should knock, Very nervous. Well, he's preceded by the opening of the door by the rav, and the rav invites him in. And he asks Zimmel, what's the special occasion, what did you come for? Here Zimmel finds himself standing in front of the Rav, petrified, to open up a little bit. And he starts to speak a little bit. He starts to moan and groan of his matzav, to tell the Rav that l'chayra, my life doesn't really have so much meaning. I had a very difficult life. I grew up as a yotzev, as you know. I remember coming home from the cheder. My father was always sick. I remember coming home from the cheder one day in Nebuch, hearing the Basura Ra and the Levi, and everything I remember was so bitter. And I realized then I had to go out and help my mother. She was an almana. What could I do? I didn't really learn too much in school. I started to have this business of carrying water from a young age, and as you know, I've been doing it many years. And then he came and he broke down. And he said, this whole period of life was so difficult. What did I have? No gashmias. But that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that ilo lumo tayo any day, I don't know how to learn. I'm not a yosem only from parents. I'm a yosem from the Torah. I didn't learn a word, Kemat. What did I learn here in the Abyssal? I don't know anything. I forget everything. Barely understand even Rashi. Trying to figure out who Yeshua ben Nun's father is. Rav, the Rav. Don't try to figure it out now, man. But anyway, the Rav had so much rachamim on this Yid Zimmel. And he said, Zimmel, I don't understand what's happened today. You're coming with this pain that you're in. Why today you're letting it out? What's so special about today? And he says, Rav, I'll tell you, three weeks ago I heard a shmooz. He used to go to the Thursday night shmooz. But anyway, 3 weeks ago I heard a shmooz in one of the bases of Medrash. There was a Magid Meshon. He had these Magidim used to come from week to week. They had Magidim. And the Magid started to speak in his drasha, the Maila, Goyil Maila Satoira, the greatness of Torah. What should I say, Rebbe? When I heard the shmooz, the road, the Magid got it all going, everybody going, my eyes started to shed tears. There were tears coming from my eyes. I had a shtaikikos, a sheifa. I want to learn Torah. I want to learn Torah. And you should know, Rebbe, it's been many years, many different intervals in my life. I've heard these shmoozing. Very nice. Pass the ketchup. Very nice shmooze. And sometimes for a day or two, it rung around in my ears. But this shmooze epis, Shavuos night, the shmooze epis, the Magid got me going a little bit, and I can't get it out of my head. I have a shtoikikus. I want to learn Torah. I have a shtoikikus. I want to know some Torah. I don't want to come to the next world as Am Arif, the Rise of the Rabbanon. Rav Zalman Sender looked at the Yid and said, so what can I do for you? So the Yid said, Vosri levakish mikfoid harav. I came to ask mikfoid harav, bench me. Give me a bracha that I should know it. No time. Rabbi Zalman Sender took this year over for a second and said, you want to know Torah? Come with me. Come with me. And he said in a soft moment, I want you to repeat after me. Three times. Repeat after me what I'm going to say. Ani roitza lilmoy toira. Ani roitza lilmoy toira. Ani roitza lilmoy toira. Repeat it after me, b'kol rum. The water carrier repeated this after Zalmasenda Kahana three times. He said it over, I want to learn Torah, I want to learn Torah, I want to learn Torah. He said it so loud that all the Shechinim came by, everybody saw this Rakshas, this Yid now felt a different elevation. Everybody was trying to figure out what was going on, but they didn't care. The Rav said, go with this koyach. Take this rotzon. Ani roet alomo toira. The koyach zeh. You'll see you'll have atzlocha. He left the house, threw down the pails, and ran straight to the Beis HaMedrash, and he started to learn Chumash Rashi. He started to learn Gemara, Meforshim. La'at la'at, he became an emes at Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer used to say over this story, he used to say that this shoyev mayim, this water carrier, that towards the end of his life he started to learn Torah, he reached his she'ifah and sachayim. Many years, it didn't take many years to this pella, this person, this was an amma oretz goma, mamish knew nothing, and he became le'echod. He became one of the great Talmidei Chacham who's known in the Dor HaBas. All because of Ratzon Az, that tremendous desire, a cheshek, a she'ifa, that he doesn't want to be left as a yosan in Torah HaBas. He doesn't want to leave this world as an Amar Oretz. He doesn't want to leave this world as somebody. Lomani Gara. Why should I be different? What do you mean? You're a water carrier. Rahman al-Tzlai, what happened to your parents? How'd you grow up? All the sorrows. You have the excuse. The Baruch will come up and ask, why? He'll say, this thing happened and that thing happened. Oh, but this water carrier said, Lama nikara. I don't want to be missing. Why should I be different? You're right, I'll have the excuse. But what could have been for me if I decided to turn it on, to turn on the flame? I decided to make that decision that Torah is the most big and greatest priority. Now what am I going to, what matter what am I going to do in life? Torah is going to be my priority. I'm going to become the Talmud Chacham. No one in this world cannot become the Talmud Chacham. A Mishnah a day, memorize it. A few lines of Gemara, take it and memorize and know it. It's hard. After a while, you become a baki, you'll know shas, you'll know poiskim. Those are the lashon we learned. We learned to pick at the Rebbe Loza. He taught him Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He taught Ezra ben Hurkanus, who was an Amma Oretz, the Chazal. He didn't know Kriyashma. That 28, we learned on Shavuos night. Amma Oretz, he didn't know Kriyashma. Not bigger than more than 28 years old. Shtei halochas b'chol yoy. V'nasek im ayin ha'mskabe. He became ayin ha'mskabe. You have the excuse sometimes. You didn't grow up in that type. But will that suffice, when you could have seen the potential you could have become? If you really should have decided, okay, enough excuses, enough terutzim. My tennis hurts, my toenail hurts, my left, the side of my ear in the back, Rebbe, I did somewhere in the back of the side of the ear, the doctor can't even find it, it's not really on the body, it's off the body, I don't know where it is exactly, it's been hurting me. And I just can't make it to the base medrash. My sniffles, I have the sniffles and the snuffles. I'm strapped in. I have strap again. I have a real serious case of strap. It's a 3-week strap. He needs a strap. That's what he really needs. But anyway, you have a 3-week strap. Mamish, any excuse on this book, it's good. You have the excuse. You got away to Rashiv. You walked out. Oh, wow, I got a Rashiv. For Lamaitza, what are you going to be? What's going to come of you? You got to choose. You had a car. You got this, that. My grandmother's wallet was missing. She's dead a long time ago, but she in a dream. She came to me in a dream. She asked me to find it. I don't know if it's a real dream, it's a fake dream. I don't know, but there's something going on. So I was in the Gansaka looking for the wallet, digging under the earth, trying to find that wallet of my grandmother. But she never lived in Eretz Yisrael. I'll just stick a kash on the store. But every dream has something missing from it anyway. But anyway, getting back. Lamani Gora, I say. Lamani Gora. You can become great, every single one of you. It's all pashut. We have to realize what we're missing out. That's the middle pasuk. Because Baruch Hu said when they ran away from Hasidah Ketina Viriyah Sefer, the Sheifa for Godless was realize the Godless of Torah. The pasuk in between was the buffer in the Peronius. Because Vayibin So Aram Vayom Moshe Kuma Hashem Yafuto Yafuto Yanusan Nevenachem Yifanecho. The Koyach HaTorah, boy, says what takes care of all the enemies. What's protecting us from everything around us is the Koyach HaTorah. Zog Digimore in Matos Dav Yud Oim Du Sayy Ragleinu B'Shor Ayach Yerushalayim Zog David HaMelech Kol HaMulchama Yishinitzlu Ein Ayah B'Shchus HaTorah Shalom Du B'Yerushalayim. Every Mulchama David HaMelech was successful. David realized it's the Koyach HaTorah. That's all we take out to say the Torah, Vayibin Tzor Aroin, Vayyom Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Yafus, Yenusa Misanecha Mivanecha, Yisoyim should run away, what? B'schus HaTorah! The Koyach HaTorah is what makes it, Rabbi Yisai. The Koyach HaTorah is what gives everything, the Mayas HaTorah is so gewaldic, why don't we realize it? To a bubble that was supposed to go today, it's a mitzvah to say it over. Avon was supposed to go today to a mitzvah zach to go help out with other bachrim, other a camp simcha zach. And the ma'isa they came over to me and they said that they want to go before 1:00. They want to leave before second seder. I said shmooze, second seder, you'll leave at night tonight anyway. We're having a I say if I bring in my house, everybody's invited, bring something for a chosin, Beis Hashem. So I said, you know, you go then, you leave early for Shabbos, you go then. No, we have to go then. They're leaving, there's a bus, we're leaving. So you don't take the bus, you take a different bus. No, we gotta go. I said, the kids in the middle of the second seder, one of the Talmidim comes back, it's a mitzvah for Hashem, he comes back and says, you don't understand, they were supposed to make the barbecue for this mizrach at like 6, 7 o'clock, whatever it was. That's why we wanted to go early. And they forgot to do this call. They forgot all the meat here. If we would have gone, all the meat would have been left here. Now, they called me, and since we stayed for second Seder, so we're going to be able to take the meat, and we're not going to miss, we'll be here for the barbecue, and we'll bring all the meat up to for them. If we would have gone with them, there would have been no meat, no barbecue. Because it was Chos HaTorah, everybody was Mashiach Rabbi Yisrael. Because you never lose with Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. Never, ever, ever will you lose with Torah. The Shoyah Torah makes the world go round by even so Allah. To realize the Ma'alas HaTorah, that's the sheep we have to say, there's never enough, there's never too much. Because Torah is the greatest possible koyach that's in the world and makes the whole world goes round. Without it, nothing can happen. And avada, with it, everything good happens. It's the Shefa Toiv for the whole world. And therefore, you can never get enough. You have to take your breaks. And you have to, but the feeling should be is that, okay, now I'm going out, take a break, give myself energy, but Be'ez Hashem to come back. Be'ez Hashem to be Oisik in Torah again. Be'ez Hashem to have that She'ifa. And with that She'ifa, Rabbi said, there's no stopping. So, Toysis in Ksuba Salach Be'ez Nam Ended. Salach Gimel Amid Aleph. Rabbi Kiva, when he went to learn, he became the Golo Ador, as we once said in the Shmuz. Tosis says a lashon we can't go into it now. It's big over. Tosis says it was known from the start that he would be that God. Lamaisi didn't know Aleph Beis. The Medrash says, how is it known? So much so because there's halacha that his father-in-law made a neder that I'm not going to let you have a nor from the nechosav. He was so upset that she had married this Am Haaretz, this soinei tamid rechom digmar pesachim memtes. He was so upset. Kabbalah, he wanted son-in-law a Panovitcher, and here he got an Am Haaretz. So he made a neder that they're not going to have any hanof in the chos. So when he came back, he wanted to matter the neder. His daughter was living 24 years in total poverty, selling her hair to live. He wanted, he felt bad, he wanted to matter the neder. He came to Rabbi Kiva, who didn't realize who it was, and he says, can I matter the neder? If he would have known that he would have known Mimwan Mishnah, he would have known. If he would have known that he would become Talmud Chacham, so he said, I would never make the neder. Tosis asks, why is that called, there's a cloud by a Pesach for a neder? You not only put up in Noila, something that happened later on. It has to be something that was present beside the Shas the neder. To be make a Pesach for the neder, to open it up, and to matter the neder, you need a Pesach, you need an opening of something that was around b'shash, you made the neder. Not something that happened later on, it's called Pesach ben Noila. In fact, Toysis, the fact that he became a Talmud was later, but Shas he made the neder is Amoretz. So Toysis, nay, Kikol, Choylech Yeshiva, Nasa Odin Godel. Losh not Toysis, or Boysa. Rabbi Nahi Shmuj, where is it? Say it. Tolk at Toysvis, Samach Gimel, Amid Aleph, Ksubis, Kol, Choylech Yeshiva, Nasa Odin Godel. But you have to be a Choylech Yeshiva with that intention of being a hoylech yeshiva, and the yeshiva is my mainstay. If you have other intentions of being a yeshiva, it's not going to go. But a hoylech yeshiva, and realize what Torah is about. That's how, with that she'ifra, that's how you become a godol, nasa adam godol. And each one of the fi'is madrega will be that godol. He'll be a godol in this, and a godol for that. It could be a big person in this community. Whatever it is, but an adam godol you could be. My bracha to you, Rabbi Yisai. If Shmuz, we heard all the Shmuz in the very night, Rabbi, great Shmuz. He turned me on. Okay, let's go out now and eat cornflakes. Very nice Shmuz, Rabbi. What are we doing about it, Rabbi Yisai? To take and internalize it. Make she'ifas very goals for ourselves. To become great people. To serve Klal Yisrael. Bring a nachas ruach li'yotzeinu. And eventually bring about Mashiach Sikeinu.